Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another." The winter after my ordination to the priesthood, I received a call at 2 o'clock in the morning from a nurse at a nearby hospital asking if I would come and anoint a man. She said he was Catholic, but he wasn't affiliated with any particular parish. She also said that he wasn't dying, but the family was very anxious and wanted someone to come right away. And for some reason, I asked the nurse how long the man had been in the hospital, and she said for a few days. So I agreed to go. That's my priestly vocation. But on the way there, I began to think, this man has been in the hospital for a few days. Could the family have not called when he first got into the hospital? Did the family have to wait until 2 o'clock in the morning? Could they have waited for daytime hours to call? Oh, and it was cold and snowy and icy on the way to the hospital. Oh, I mumbled and I grumbled and I complained all the way there. When I finally arrived at the hospital parking lot, I was suddenly overwhelmed with guilt because I thought to myself, should I not be feeling compassion for this man and his family? I wasn't feeling anything. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another." Did I fulfill that commandment that night? Have you had times when you didn't feel the love behind your actions? Did you fulfill the commandment? These questions set up our scripture reflection today. Both our second reading and our gospel reading speak of love. In our selection from the first letter of John, the apostle writes, "Let us love one another, because love is of God. Whoever loves knows God, because God is love." In our gospel selection from John, Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. I have told you all this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you." Well, we're all familiar with the command to love. But what exactly is love so that we know how to fulfill the commandment? Now, you would think that that would be a very easy question to answer. But it's really not, because people have different understandings as to what love is. Now, by definition, love is both a noun and a verb. As a noun, love is associated with having feelings towards someone or something, such as attraction and desire, affection and care, or even pity and sympathy. As a verb, love is associated with action. Something good is done for another person. Now, various saints throughout the ages have offered their insights into love. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote that the law of divine love is the standard for all human actions. Since God's love flows from his goodness and is actively given for the good of another person, then our love also seeks to benefit someone else. So Aquinas's action, Aquinas's insight tends to emphasize love as a verb. It seeks good. It offers good. And that can be done with or without emotion. Pope St. John Paul II certainly agreed with St. Thomas about the intent of love. It seeks to benefit someone else. But the Pope also said that the force of true love lies precisely in the desire for the true good of another person. So this insight acknowledges the place that emotion can have. It motivates action, desire to do good. The wisdom of these saints affirms love both as a noun with emotion and as a verb in action. Now, the emotion may be nothing more than the desire to do good or to do what is right. And that's okay. It's still love. And I think this understanding helps us to better understand how we can fulfill the command to love. So in that hospital parking lot, I was very disturbed by my foul mood, overwhelmed by guilt. And so a few days later, I was visiting with my spiritual director and explained what happened. And my spiritual director asked me, "Well, you may have felt grumpy, but did you still go to the hospital and anoint the man?" "Well, yes, I did." And he said, "Then that's love. You had the desire to fulfill your vocation, and you acted on the desire. And that man was anointed, and his family was comforted. You may have felt nothing else, but it was still love, and they benefited from it." He also pointed out the insights of St. Thomas Aquinas and Pope St. John Paul. And he said that a proper understanding of love helps us to deal not just with people that we love or who love us back, but can also give us insight into how to deal with people who are strangers or people we don't like or who don't like us. Oh, that's when love gets a little bit dicey, ah. Okay, so for example, we may encounter a stranger and we may not necessarily feel anything towards that stranger. But if that person is in need and we help that person, that is love. Or we may dislike someone or someone may dislike us and we may not be feeling a whole lot of love towards that person. But if we still treat that person with kindness and respect, or even offer perhaps mercy and forgiveness, then we fulfill the command to love. And I emphasize this because I think there are a lot of times when we think, because I don't feel it, it's not love. When in reality, it's not so much how we feel as much as what we do. And when we do what is good and right, even despite the absence of feeling, it is Christian love. Well, when we look at it that way, we don't have much excuse not to seek to do good for the stranger or seek to do what is right towards someone we don't like or who doesn't like us. Also, when we have that understanding of what love is, it certainly can free us from a lot of trouble and guilt. If I had known that insight from my spiritual director in that hospital parking lot, I would have spared myself a lot of heartache. But it did shape my ministry from that day forward. Today, every day, we are given opportunities to love. Sometimes it's easy, and sometimes it's challenging. In fulfilling the command to love again, it's not so much how we feel, it's what we do. As you ponder then the command to love with these wonderful insights, let us remember, not my insights, the insights of the saints, let us remember these words of St. Clare of Assisi. She once said, "We become what we love, and who we love, how we love, shapes what we become."